Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today we have some fascinating developments, from bold claims about artificial general intelligence to major moves in AI investment and even the evolving role of AI in military operations. Let's dive right in and unpack the top stories making waves in AI today. First up, NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang made headlines by stating, "I think we've achieved AGI." On the Lex Fridman podcast, Huang claimed that artificial general intelligence, AI that can essentially do your job and run a billion-dollar tech company, is here now. He mentioned the viral success of OpenClaw, an open-source AI agent platform, highlighting how people are using AI agents for all sorts of tasks. Though he later tempered his statement, noting that 100,000 such agents building NVIDIA is 0% likely, this is a bold assertion that's sparking plenty of debate. This story comes from The Verge, and it's clear the conversation around AGI is heating up fast. Next, London-based Air Street Capital just raised a massive $232 million Fund 3 to back early-stage AI companies across Europe and North America. Led by Nathan Bennick, this makes Air Street one of Europe's largest solo venture capital funds. They plan to write checks ranging from $500,000 to $15 million, with select growth investments up to $25 million. Air Street has already backed AI unicorns like Black Forest Labs and 11 Labs, and boasts exits including Adept, acquired by Amazon, and Graphcore, bought by SoftBank. The Financial Times reported the firm now manages $400 million in assets, a huge leap from its $17 million fund in 2020. In a significant legal and ethical battle, Senator Elizabeth Warren has called the Pentagon's decision to bar AI lab Anthropic retaliation. TechCrunch reports that the Department of Defense labeled Anthropic a supply chain risk after the company refused to allow its AI to be used for military mass surveillance and lethal autonomous weapons without safeguards. Warren argues the Pentagon could have simply ended its contract instead of blacklisting Anthropic, which effectively cuts the company off from working with any U.S. government contractors. This dispute highlights the tension between military use of AI and corporate ethics, with many tech companies and legal groups backing Anthropic in this fight. The story is still unfolding, with a court hearing imminent to decide on a preliminary injunction. On the military front, Wired has an in-depth look at Project Maven, the Pentagon's AI initiative that's transforming warfare. Originally met with skepticism, Maven Smart System now supports U.S. operations worldwide, analyzing live data feeds and accelerating targeting decisions. The system integrates AI to detect and track enemy assets, enabling commanders to go from sensing a target to engaging it in minutes. With over 25,000 U.S. personnel using Maven and nearly 1 billion AI detections processed, the program has become a marquee targeting program of record, with contracts worth over $1 billion. But concerns remain about AI ethics, training, and the risks of automation in lethal decisions. Finally, Google's new Pixel 10 ads have caught attention for the confusing messaging. The Verge describes ads that feel like a cryptic breakup letter, with the phone narrating a relationship that's lost its spark and the user flirting with something new. The ads highlight features like smarter AI and impressive zoom, but leave viewers wondering exactly what Google is trying to sell. It's an unconventional approach that's sparking curiosity and debate about how tech companies market their devices in an AI-driven world. That's a wrap on today's top AI stories. From groundbreaking claims about AGI to the ethical battles shaping AI's future, it's clear this technology is moving fast and stirring important conversations. Thanks for listening to The Prompt by Kuro House. Stay curious, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more AI insights.